I don't understand.
This is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
It's time for Blown Off. Aaron is here. Aaron, what's up, yo?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Are you getting blown off, Aaron?
Yeah, it certainly feels that way, and kind of was told as much, so I'd kind of like to know why.
Oh, that sucks. What happened?
Yeah, who told you were getting blown off?
Well, I went on a date with a girl, and we went hiking, right?
Oh.
We had a good time, you know. I mean, I figured nature, the whole deal, right? And I really didn't sense anything wrong specifically, and I guess at some point things started going downhill. I mean, no pun intended. I mean, we were hiking, but...
Oh, I got it. You were hiking.
Yeah, so, you know, and then we did that. Things started to get a little strange and, toward the end of that. And, you know, I was into her. She's attractive, the whole deal. And, I followed up, you know, I just figured that maybe she was having an off day or wasn't feeling well. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I tried to go out with her again. I tried to, you know, say, hey, let's do something again. And she basically said that she didn't think we were compatible. And I don't know. What's up with that? I mean, it kind of took me by surprise, so.
Okay.
Weird. So where did you meet this girl?
She's a friend of a friend.
Okay. And you said, hey, friend of a friend, let's just go hiking?
Well, it's like, you know how it happens. Let's do something. And she was talking about nature and,
yeah.
Like, you know, trips she'd taken as a kid or whatever. And I thought, you know what? I haven't done something outside in a while. Why not do something like that? So that's
hiking.
How it started. And we just figured, let's go hiking, you know?
All right. And then it all went downhill. So when you called her, she said, we're not compatible.
Yeah, she didn't think we were compatible. And, she didn't give me any explanation for that. I was a little, you know, so I don't know what that means.
Now, when you were hiking, did you trip her or did she get bit by a snake and you laughed at her or something? Was there anything that like, is a glaring, oh, my God, this is why she's blowing me off?
Yeah.
No, that's the thing. You know, things got a little weird, but nothing happened, and that's why I'm confused. I mean, if something like that happened, I'd say, oh, well, maybe...
That's why, yeah.
Maybe that's why, but I don't know.
And have you tried to, like, reach out to her? I mean, she just won't respond to you at all?
No, I mean, she sort of shut me down, so I was just, you know...
No, you did the right thing. When you get shut down by a woman, the first phone call you make is to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I did.
Okay, good job. So, we're going to call her and find out why. Are you ready, Aaron?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do this. Here we go. You listen online. Just don't say a word, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Patricia?
Yes. Who is this?
Oh, hi, Patricia. It's Mark, Kay, and Megan. Does anyone ever call you Patty?
Sometimes.
Or Trish?
Usually just Patricia.
Oh, usually just Patricia? They don't call you like Pat or T-Dog or anything, no?
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
Hi. Good.
Good.
Who is this again?
Oh, I'm Mark Kay, and that's Megan.
Oh, okay.
We host
the radio?
Oh, yeah. That's us.
Mark's got his bell.
I sure do. Congratulations. You got it right.
Hi.
Can we talk to you on the radio for just a minute?
Sure. Okay.
We were actually just calling you about a dude named Aaron who you went hiking with. I guess you were kind of blowing him off, and he called us because he wants to know why.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe this is happening. okay. Yeah, I haven't really been answering back to him. We kind of ended things.
Yeah. So what happened during that hiking trip that's making you not want to talk to him anymore?
Okay, well, it really wasn't the hiking trip. Before the hiking trail trip date, we stopped by his house, and I just kind of found out that he doesn't tip his garbage collectors, and that just kind of pointed out a lot of things to me that we're just not going to be compatible.
Hang on,
you
stopped by his house, and were his garbage collectors there or something?
Well, okay, I saw that his garbage cans were outside. They looked really dented and messed up, and so I asked him about it, and he, you know, just went on this whole story of how his garbage collectors are just awful and they're the worst and they just throw his garbage cans. And I asked him, you know, do you tip your garbage collectors? And he said no. And he just had all these reasons of why he doesn't want to tip them. And I just really found that to be pretty offensive, and it just shows, you know, maybe a little bit more about his character that I hadn't noticed before.
Okay. First of all, I have to laugh for this. I've never heard of tipping your garbage men. That is completely
Wait,
ridiculous.
Is this Aaron?
Yeah, it is.
Oh my gosh, you guys didn't tell me that he was on the phone.
Well, you didn't ask.
Yeah, you didn't.
I'm sorry, we're just supposed to volunteer information? No, Patricia, yeah, we have Aaron on the phone too. Aaron, you don't tip your trash men.
No, who does? That is like completely ridiculous. Those guys are paid. I mean, I pay my taxes. Isn't that how they get paid? You don't tip your garbage men.
And that's the reason you're blowing him off, Patricia, because he doesn't tip his garbage collectors?
Yeah.
Tell me again what happened, Patricia. You saw that his trash cans were dented, so you go, you said what? What happened to your trash collect, like your trash cans?
Yeah. Okay, I looked at the trash cans, and they looked totally destroyed. And I actually have a lot of respect for trash collectors. Mm. I don't think everyone quite understands my relationship to this industry, because my dad and my uncle were trash collectors for 10 years. And it's a really tough job. I don't think everyone understands the service these men do. They had to wake up early, couldn't see me in the morning to take me to school, and collect garbage every day. And the least people could do is give them a tip. And especially, you know, it really irks me, Aaron, that you can't tip them during this Christmas season. You obviously are not the type of person I would want to be around if you don't have the respect for these men who are doing service for you.
Yeah.
You know, this is ridiculous, I got to say. I don't even know. Tipping your garbage man is I've never heard of that. Equating that with a waitress or a waiter or whatever is that's a bad comparison. It's not the same job. Those guys, the waiters, the only money they make is tips, all right? Garbage men are paid well, and I get that your family is in that business and all that, but this is really weird, and I'm sorry.
People don't, like, know that they're supposed to tip garbage men, I don't think.
How do you not know you're supposed to tip? You're totally supposed to tip your garbage men.
I had no idea.
You don't tip your garbage men?
I mean, every single day or every time they come?
No, at Christmas time.
Oh, at Christmas time. I didn't know that you only meant at Christmas time.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about every single week?
I thought you meant, like, every time.
Patricia, or just at Christmas time?
I think it's a pretty well-known common courtesy that you tip them, you know, anytime you... If you happen to see them, you know, it's usually a type of every other week. But
yeah, she's talking every time.
Oh, wait a minute. No, that, now you're talking crazy.
I don't think people are supposed, I mean, like, know to do that or even supposed to.
No, at Christmas time, we tape an envelope to the trash can and we say, you know, to our trash collectors.
Good for you.
Right, but we don't, but I mean, that's it. They don't get a dime from me other than that.
I mean, yeah.
Not everybody shares the same common courtesies that my family does, too.
Well, Patricia, other than that, was there anything else about Aaron that you felt you know, wasn't nice or that you wouldn't want to date him? Or was that it?
I mean, that was pretty much the main thing that just tipped me off.
Tipped you off. I get it. I see what you did there. That's funny.
Yeah.
So if he threw a bone at the trash collectors and maybe gave him some money this holiday season, would you want to go out with him again?
I mean, if he's doing it only for me, then I don't think that's the type of guy I'd want. But if he's doing that because he honestly wants to, you know, help out the trash collector community, then, you know, maybe that would be something I could consider.
Aaron, would you want to help out the trash collector community? And
you know what? Let me meditate on this one. This is really weird.
Yeah.
First of all, even if I do give them so much, she's saying, oh, don't do it just for me. Well, that is why I'd be doing it right now. I don't.
Okay. Hang on one second, you two. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. Are you people tipping your trash collectors every single week? Please stop, because you're making the rest of us look bad.
I know.
It's the Big A Morning Mess. We'll be right back.